Hey gang, this is me, Mr. Motivator, and you're listening to the Perth Podcast. They're bad, they're mean, they're wicked, and they're good for you. Say yeah.
Coming up on this week's Perth Podcast,
we find the reverb button.
Ian talks to a witch.
David gets motivated 90s style.
We discuss freebies.
Oh yeah. We discover the awards we didn't win this year.
And finally, we'll tell you what's coming up in Perth.
Woo! Welcome to episode 3 of the Perth Podcast. Toby, do you feel motivated?
I feel very motivated.
So do I.
What brought that on?
I don't know. Like early, what was it, 2000s? I feel 2000s motivated.
You feel 2000s?
It was the 90s. Oh, jeez.
I'm old. I remember watching TV, waiting for Mr. Motivator to finish so I could watch Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. So basically you're saying Motivator was in the way.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Aye, sorry. So what have we been doing then? So we've got all this stuff happening in Perth. I've been to many events in the last couple of weeks. It's been a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been to a lot less because, you know, my job doesn't take me to these places. But
we can't help that story.
But like I said in the last episode, I made it to the fireworks.
Woo!
And hopefully when this comes out, we'll have been at the Christmas light switch on.
Literally yesterday when this comes out, that we will have been at the light switch on, which will be dry, won't it? Yes.
Yes.
Dry.
And warm.
And
tropical.
Well, steady. I'll take dry just now.
Yeah, okay.
Events Roundup.
What was that?
I have no idea. It's not a bad shout, though.
It was a good reminder, to be fair.
Yeah.
For the events roundup, then, we've got a couple of events that happened in October. We've got the Fair City Enduro and Spirits of Scone, both of which Ian was at and spoke to people. So, Ian, firstly, what is the Fair City Enduro?
The Fair City Enduro is a mountain bike event where a bunch of crazy people, I mean riders, go up a hill and ride down it very fast, dressed as bananas.
Just any hill?
Well, Canoe Hill to be precise, and Dukeney Hill as well, but they basically, it's a fancy dress, downhill enduro. So as serious as it sounds, you know, riding very fast down a hill, you're literally watching bananas, cowboys, Ghostbusters, actually, there's quite a few Ghostbusters this year, flying down the hill on their mountain bikes, barely being able to see because whatever headgear they've got on, their masks or whatever, is over their eyes. So it's a great event, it's fun. The people love it, and it goes down really well with the locals.
Excellent. And you caught up with some of the competitors when you were there, didn't you?
I did indeed. So here is George describing his section on the hill.
Hi, I'm George here at Fair City Enduro 2019. I'm from Funky Mountain Adventures. We're here today with the Colour Cannon. And we're on stage 4. We're just waiting for the first riders to come down today. It's a beautiful day. No place I'd rather be, to be honest. Stoked to see the outfits this year.
So the Colour Cannon that he's talking about there is basically what looks like a fire extinguisher full of powder, coloured powder. So as the riders came up to a hill, he was blasting powder at them. So from my camera's point of view, all you see is this bike coming through a cloud of dust, coloured dust. And that was usually followed by the rider going, what the? Or you know, words along that line.
Or just falling off.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't actually too many of that, but there was a lot of woo and stuff like that as people came through. So they were obviously, it was a nice wee addition to this year. We've never seen that before.
Yeah. And who else did you catch up with?
We caught up with Liz Gilmore, who is a rider dressed in full army gear.
Hi, I'm Liz. I'm from Perth, and I've just finished the Fair City Enduro. This is the third time I've done it, And it was fantastic this year. I mean, the weather's been glorious and the autumn trees are looking at their best. And I just had a really great race. It was really fun. It was really sociable. And I enjoyed all the stages and I managed to not fall off, which is I don't know if I've ever done an enduro not falling off, and I've done quite a few enduros, so I'm feeling pretty proud of myself for that.
There's still time. You could go back up the hill and still fall off. So what about the event itself? What do you think it brings to Perth?
Well, there's just a whole buzz around this event. I love these events because I do quite a lot of bike racing. I've been bike racing for 20 years. And the thing about McMedden events is they're always fun. The focus is on everybody having a good time, but at the same time, the trails and the actual quality of the race is absolutely top notch. So, which is really unusual because normally when you get really good races with good trails and it's all professionally run, you know, the fun factor suffers because people are taking it really seriously. But this one, it's just, you know, it's focused on fun, and, you know, so much credit to Aaron who organises them because he's so good at creating fun events.
And there we have it. That was the Fair City Enduro. It goes on every year. It's put on by McMedden. So if you want to have a look at that, it's mcmedden.co.uk. You can sign up. Probably now, to be honest. Aaron's normally on the ball, so you can probably get in there now. But it's worth checking out. If you're a rider, it's a bit of fun. Don't take itself too seriously. Get on it.
And you were also at the Spirits of Scone event in Scone Palace.
Yeah.
The grounds of Scone Palace.
Yeah, indeed. And I've never been to that before. No, it was a really, really good event. And you walk in, you can see all these massive lights from, well, actually, I live out in the sticks and I can see them from where I am. So we get up close, you're like, wow, this is quite impressive. They've lit up the palace and there's loads of folk going about.
Yeah.
You know, some in dress, some storytellers, and there's the maze, but we'll come to that in a minute.
So, yeah, and that's you've got the palace itself and then you've got Ad Lib, who are the ones helping on the night.
Yes, Ad Lib are heavily involved, or were heavily involved at this one, dressed as zombies, killers. I saw Jason with his mask on in the maze. That was scary. And a bunch of other folk. Ad Lib, I tell you what a performance from everyone. No one came out of character, no matter what was going on, and the screaming you could hear for miles. frightening stuff.
And didn't even break character when you were interviewing them, did
no,
they?
No, they didn't. So I talked to one of the storytellers, and when you enter the event in the first place, there's a big tent for storytelling, and we spoke to, well, the witch in the story tent.
My name's Gail. Now, traditionally, the name Gail was for a witch because witches healed people. So my name's Gail, short for Abigail. Now, I'm the storyteller here at Scone Palace for the Spirits of Scone. Come and listen to stories of putrefying bodies, witches, and all things ghoulish.
That was some cackle, wasn't it?
That's an epic
wow,
cackle.
Wow, yeah. epic cackle. Should we reverb that as well? We probably should. But overall, the event's good fun. It is a bit scary. I certainly don't think I'd be taking under 8s or 9s if they're a bit squeamish to it. But we were there and roasting marshmallows over an open fire, and the shops open, the coffee shops. So it's not like you're stuck outdoors. There is a way to get heated up. I really enjoyed it. I was there with Small City Big Personalities. So Nikki that runs that, I got a few words out of her as well.
Hi, I'm Nikki from Small City Big Personality. We've come along on the first night for Spirits of Scone and been absolutely terrified out of our wits. It has been fantastic. Tripped over a dead body on the path, almost got murdered by a man with a knife, and spooked out of our skin by a lady with a crystal ball. Come down, be terrified, watch out for the maze.
Overall, fantastic event. Nikki enjoyed herself. She had her family there. I was going to say dragged along, but I tagged along with her with a camera. Yeah, next year, keep an eye on it, folks. Really enjoyed it.
Local interview.
Stoby, you had someone famous at your work, I believe, not that long ago, and you managed to grab him for a wee interview.
Yeah, got an ad hoc 10 minutes with Mr. Motivator.
Mr. Motivator.
So that was really cool, and he was really nice, a really nice guy. He was up at work doing fitness classes, so...
That sounds awful.
Basically, Aviva have a group who are called Health Heroes, and they're dedicated to the health and well-being of the people in the building.
Do they stop you eating cake?
They can try.
They would not succeed. Sorry, carry on.
But they do provide healthy food. You know, there's free fruit.
Like cake?
Twice a week.
That's, carrot cake?
Yeah, carrot cake could be one of your five. And put on fitness classes. So they pay for fitness classes, the physiotherapy sessions,
oh, wow,
massage. You know, they have all sorts of stuff. Health and mental well-being as well. And Mr. Motivator came up to run some fitness classes. Last year, he came up and done a motivational talk, and it was brilliant because he talked about his life and his career. This year, he came up and to mix up a bit, he was doing these fitness classes, and I managed to catch up with him between classes for a little bit. And we just sat in the canteen and had a little chat. Hi, guys. Today, I'm talking with Mr. Motivator, or otherwise known as Derek Evans, probably the most famous fitness coach in the UK and author of The Warm-Up, The Story Behind the Lycra. So go check it out if you haven't already. Firstly, just thanks for giving me your time today.
That's all right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's so funny. You're so gentle with the way in which you speak to the audience, right? I'm really aggressive with them. I tell them off and shout at them and scream at them. You know.
I want them to come back.
Yeah. But this is a good medium, isn't it? Because at least we can get through to so many people maybe who don't want to sit and watch, but they would like to sit and listen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd written this down beforehand, but it was because I thought it earlier, but you haven't actually aged a day.
You're too kind. That's because when you're looking at me, you're looking through different eyes.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know what? When you have the best job in the world, and I say to people that if you can get job satisfaction, you tend to feel a lot happier. And happiness radiates not just on the outside, it starts from the inside. But equally, I think if you find emotional happiness as well, that will really be useful in terms of, I believe, keeping you young and healthy. And so I've been going through for the last 25 years, probably the best years of my life, because number one, I exercise every day. Number two, I'm with the person that I love. Number three, I feel emotionally well balanced. And number four, I'm not worried about, as long as I can pay my electricity bill, I'm quite happy. So therefore I've set my material once at a lower level, whereas I think all too often we set these great sights about how much money we want to make and all that kind of stuff, and that's not the important thing, really.
Yeah, no, that's
it. And I think that keeps you kind of young and grounded, and so I'm in my 66th year, and long may continue. Mm.
After we talked about that, we got into more about why he was up and what he was doing with Aviva as well.
So specifically about why Aviva and what got him involved with the company.
Yeah, so, well... Listen for yourself. What are you up in Perth for today, then?
I took the wrong bus. I was meant to be in Leicester. You know, it's the second time I've been here because as a company, Aviva, they do embrace, at least they've got a department set up, which is aimed at looking at the wellness of the staff. And they provide great facilities in terms of not only a gym, but, you know, talks and exercise classes and stuff like that. And I think it's an opportunity for me to really kind of put a stamp on it and help them to keep it going. You know, there's 1,100 staff here, and getting them to really embrace wellness is a real tough job. And it's reflective, to be honest, in terms of the amount of people participating and what goes on nationally across the whole country. In that, you know, all 1,100 asking about wellness, they'll all say, yes, I need to do something. But how many actually do something about it?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the problem, is the uptake. And so for Aviva, it's a bit like they've got to keep on banging away at the drum and keep on, you know, pushing the message out in as many ways as they can, where hopefully people then start saying, well, look, it's a lifestyle that I ought to adopt, and I ought to make it that, you know, not only do I do it for myself, but I do it for my kids, my family, and also for life.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Mr. M, thanks for your time. It was really, really appreciated.
Local updates.
Christmas is round the corner, Stoby. Christmas. I think it's still January, but apparently we're in December almost.
Yeah,
What's that all about?
I still think we're in like maybe slightly less extreme. I still think we're in October at the moment.
It's still 2000 in my head with Mr. Motivator on the wrong date. What have we got then? We've got a couple of updates for you all out there. Really good news, actually.
Hi, this is Sam from Small City Big Personality. We've just put out the great news that free parking is back for the festive season in Perth City Centre. Fantastic news for all you Christmas shoppers. You'll be able to park for free from the 30th of November.
Ah, now this has happened before, hasn't it? We've had a few years of this now, so free Christmas parking is back.
Now here's the key point. It is in council-run car parks only.
Car parks only, not street parking, only the car parks.
So don't be like me and get caught out.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but you've gone there. Yes, our local broadcaster, Stoby here, managed to park in the wrong place and get himself a parking ticket last year because he was on the street. Bad, Stoby. Bad man.
Always read the small print.
Small print. But yeah, so what they're saying here is how to be sure the pay machines in the car parks, which are free, will be covered. So if your parking meter is covered, you are in a free car park. It's as simple as that. The ones that stick out to me are the Canal Street multi-story.
Yep.
That one's free. That's the biggest car park in the middle of town.
Yeah,
on a Saturday, free. Now, that's brilliant. You know, that's the first place I would go and try. South Inch is free, another big car park. Tiny walk into town. Who cares? There's lots of car parks. The one not to go in, of course, is the one on Canoe Street, because that is not a council-run multi-story car park.
That's right.
Not theirs.
That's
smart parking.
Yep.
Do not park in there. That is not free.
No. Oh, I mean, you
unless
can
you
park
want to pay.
There.
I probably shouldn't say that. Sorry, smart parking. Unless you want to pay.
And another thing worth noting is that the Free for Festive does not apply to any of the Live Active Leisure car parks, which are currently branded as PKC.
So that'll be the Rodney car park?
And
swimming pool, I assume, as well?
I'm not sure if swimming pool... Yeah.
It will be a swimming pool as well. They don't want you... Funnily enough, they don't want you taking up their spaces up there. I get that. So yeah, free Christmas parking is back. Check the small print.
What else is free?
Ah, well, Stagecoach have announced free bus travel. Basically, Stagecoach are offering free travel on any Perth bus service until noon every weekend in December until Christmas. So that's Saturdays and Sundays up till noon. You can get into the town free on a bus.
Yep.
Fantastic. That is an amazing promotion, Stagecoach. Well done.
Yep. And that's available to anyone travelling within the Perth city area, including Scone, as well, and that runs up to Sunday the 22nd of December.
And starts on Saturday the 30th of November. That's great, fantastic.
Yep.
So great news for any travelling there. We've also got some award ceremonies that have happened over the last few weeks as well. The 2019 Courier Business Awards took place last month, I think it was, and there's a couple of local businesses did well.
Mike and X scooped up the Digital Business of the Year Award.
So that'll be the Perth card, the Perth gift card, and the My Rewards scheme as well, which we've talked about on the show before.
Yep.
Great schemes. You should definitely check them out. My Rewards and the Perth gift card. We also had Creef Hydro, who won Family Business of the Year. About a year ago, I shot a video for a young person's introduction to the workplace type affair. So they basically got classes from every school. Kids from every school to come in and see what kind of jobs were available in that kind of retail slash
hospitality.
Hospitality, exactly. Hospitality trade. And Creef Hydro were there. The guy that owns it, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name. He was fantastic. He stood up in front of all the kids and he talked about all the different sorts of jobs that are available and actually how you can climb that ladder. You're not stuck. It's not a dead-end job. There's loads of places you can go and right up to wedding planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a dead-end job. But they had folk there that were showing you how to dress a bed properly, how to make a milkshake, a smoothie. So, of course, the kids were all over that. Not the bed making, obviously. I still don't do that and I'm older. But it was a really good initiative, and I can totally see why Creef Hydro have won that award.
And Perth Autism Support done pretty well as well, and you're quite closely involved with them, aren't you?
Yeah, so my boy goes to a couple of the classes. He loves the Lego group. I've never heard him talk about Lego in that group, but he does go to that. But he has come on leaps and bounds thanks to Perth Autism Support, and they got a highly commended in the social impact category, which of course I wholeheartedly agree with. Very quickly again, he didn't used to talk to other kids very well, and he certainly wouldn't show any interest in how your day was. And he's learned through these classes, these groups, how to interact with other kids. And not long after starting the group, he went into his wee Warhammer class, and I heard him say, "What's your name, by the way?" to a kid that he sat beside for weeks and never bothered to ask. So that has been a direct result of whatever they tell him and however they tell it, it's clearly working better than what I tell him. So yeah, well done to Perth Autism Support.
And then finally, Forget-Me-Not Physiotherapy, who are based at Inveraman Business Centre, just won Best Health and Wellbeing Business at the Perth Business Awards 2019.
Well, well done to them.
Yep.
In other news, Craigdon Mountain Sports, I don't know if you've noticed this, Toby, they've moved.
Yeah, so they've left their building in Kinnear Street.
Yep, just along the road from me.
Yep, and they've gone to Scott Street where the old Pizza Hut building
Old Pizza
was.
Hut, absolutely. So that then the shop's looking fab. I passed it earlier on. It looks great, so pop in, say hi.
I still miss Pizza Hut.
I don't, but that's another story.
Upcoming events!
Quite a few events going on in the next couple of weeks, Ian. What have we got first?
Reading Round Group Perth, which takes place at the Fairmaid's House Visitor Centre on the Cobbled Street. I love that street. Every Wednesday until May 2020. That's a long time.
That is.
I can't take that long off work. So Reading Round is a series of weekly meetings exploring short fiction and poetry and looking at how writers weave their effects, led by award-winning author Helen Grant. No prep. It's like a book club, but without the homework.
See, I like that part.
Bonus.
Yeah. I love books, and I love the idea of books now because I never actually read them anymore.
When I was on holiday not that long ago, I read a book. First time in, well, actually, since I was last on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's basically saying, come along and listen. There's a short story and poem are read aloud to you, and then join in the discussion. There is no need to be an expert on fiction, thank goodness, or poetry. Reading Round is all about enjoying and discussing stories, poems, many of which may be new to you. Love them, hate them, but have your say.
That sounds like a great idea. It's almost like a book club, but there's none of that pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I quite like that.
Still be sold.
We've also got the Scottish Brass Band Festival 2019. That'll be in the Concert Hall on November 23rd and 24th. The Scottish Brass Band Association presents the largest festival of brass music in the UK, which will have over 1,000 players from Scotland's youth bands and 36 senior bands from Scotland and beyond.
Huge! That sounds huge! Brilliant. That sounds really good as well. And that's, where's that at? That's the concert hall. That's the Horse Cross.
Which is quite a good achievement, you know?
What a venue as well for that.
Well, that's what I mean. Not achievement, a venue,
The kids will be loving that. That's a huge thing for them to take part in. Brilliant.
Just to blow their own trumpet.
Oh, dear.
I'll see myself out.
Please do. Also, we've got the Yard Winter Social. So the Yard is a relatively new family affair that happens down at the Ice Factory. Now, that's a massive change for what I remember doing at the Ice Factory. There was much tequila involved. Great event. So this is basically Perth's very own street food social doing winter.
Yes.
The Yard Winter Socials that are left for the year are Saturday the 30th of November. That's 12 till 8 p.m. Sunday the 1st of December, and in brackets here we've got Christmas Market. That sounds intriguing, and that's on between 12 and 6 p.m. as well. There's a Christmas Barket on Sunday the 8th of December between 12 and 6 again, and there's an actual Christmas Market on the 15th of December.
Yep.
And then there's an end of year bash, which I think might be the same date. I couldn't find a date for that one, so I'm assuming it's the same date.
Probably.
Yard people, get in touch.
November 23rd, we'll see the Festive Street Market and Light Up in Kinross.
Ah, is this the one Mark Beaumont's opening? I saw this on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cyclist Mark Beaumont, who went around the world on a bicycle. I think his car broke down. So he's opening this annual event. And I've seen a few pictures from previous years. It looks really nice as well. It looks like it's worth a trip down November the 23rd. What's happening there, Stoby?
It'll take place in the High Street of Kinross, and it's been running for the last 5 years. There'll be a bustling festive atmosphere with numerous stalls, hot food and drink,
I'm
music,
there.
And street entertainment. The market will be followed by the Light Up Kinross celebration at 7 p.m.
Nice, mini festival. Yeah. Brilliant. After that, what we've got is on November the 30th, is what sounds like a great place to do some Christmas shopping, is the Redesign Market. So this market is a collaboration between Zero Waste Perth and Perthshire Creates / Culture Perth and Kinross. I spoke to Fiona from Zero Waste Perth. Here's what she's got to say about the event. So Fiona, thanks for joining us in the studio today. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about this event you've got on?
Hey, hi Ian. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the cup of tea.
I've not even offered you a cup of tea. That's terrible, isn't it? I'm a terrible host.
That's why I mentioned it.
No one will come on now.
I'm hoping the pastry is for me.
Good luck.
So, yeah, Zero Waste Perth have launched this brand new event for 2019. We've teamed up with Perthshire Creates to offer something a little bit different for people in their Christmas shopping this year. The whole idea is to have a genuine alternative to the usual gifts that people can buy out there. Christmas can be such a wasteful time of year, and we really are thinking about an antidote to the whole Black Friday thing, Cyber Monday, crass consumerism of recent years that we've seen.
Absolutely. And I think there's definitely a move towards getting away from that as well. You definitely see people getting a bit sick of Black Friday and all these sort of things that are coming up. So it's great to have something in place that isn't all of the above.
Absolutely. And really to offer people the chance to go out and get original gifts that are thoughtful and they're made by local people. And not just local people, but really skilled artists who have got an ethos of creating original work, but using repurposed materials. So, I mean, some of the things that you're going to see at the Redesign Market are pretty cool stuff. So we've got things like jewellery reworked from silver cutlery, clocks made from bike parts, accessories made from outdated vinyl banners. We've got some really cool stuff made from old skateboards, broken skateboards, things upcycled from old textiles like jeans, some traditional rag working, and things like, don't know if you've heard of the Washhouse store, they do refill starter kits, and beauty products, plus some plastic-free things for the home, and also a new a book that's come out for kids. It's an eco-themed children's book about climate change and how to look after the planet. So that's going to be pretty cool. So some really, really original things made by local artists. Over 10 stalls in there, genuine alternative and things that are more sustainable.
Cool. That sounds like a really good place to go and something completely new. I've never heard of anything like this before. So just remind us where that's going on then.
So that is on the 30th of November, Saturday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, taking place in the Zero Waste space at the bike station in Perth. So that's the old Peddy's building, 284 High Street. The Zero Waste space is a community hub that our project Zero Waste Perth has made in collaboration with the Perth bike station to offer the community in Perth a place to have reuse and repair activities, workshops, events. So it's the perfect place for our Redesign Market. And the entry's free.
So go along, see what there is. I'm intrigued, actually, of what's going to be there. Yeah, I'm going to pop along.
Finally, we've got Celtic Yule, which is the 30th November to the 1st of December. And that's at the Scottish Crannog Centre up in Kenmore.
Lovely.
Yeah, I love it up there. It's so nice.
Photographic gem.
Yes, exactly.
It's a brilliant place to shoot.
I learned I could swim up there.
The hard way?
Yeah. Pretty much got launched off a banana boat at high speed.
And you weren't even supposed to be on the boat, were you?
No, that's why I got launched off. They're saying, join us for our Celtic Christmas Market and Music Festival, celebrating local musicians and crafters and bringing the Crannog community together before winter sets in.
Might be too late. How cold is it out there?
It is freezing.
Yeah. The temperature's just dropped in the last couple of days, hasn't it? Wrap up warm, folks.
I'm actually going to allow my family to go near the heaters and maybe switch them on.
Oh, steady. It's not January yet.
Maybe.
I think that's it. I think that's it for the end of episode 3. We're done.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, folks. Once again, we'll be back out in 2 weeks this time.
Yes.
So we're out every second Sunday now that the Christmas light switch on's finished. And we'll have a bit of a break. So 2 weeks' time, get us subscribed, click that subscribe button, and don't miss another episode.
Don't forget, you can find us on all social media at The Perth Podcast. So give us a follow, say hi, tell us what you want us to talk about in the next episode.
They might want us to shut up, Stoby. That's probably a dangerous thing to ask them.
They'll want more reverb.
More reverb! If we don't reverb that, that would sound ridiculous. Get us followed, folks.